Hey, everybody, it's Theo Von here, and I got a question. When it comes to soda, are you really picking a zero-sugar cola that you actually prefer, or are you just settling for what you've always had? That's the question. And I'll say this. When it comes to taste, I find that nothing beats Pepsi Zero Sugar. But you don't just have to take my word for it. That would be ridiculous. Pepsi has been doing blind taste tests for years. No labels, no brand names, just taste. And last year, they brought back the Pepsi Challenge, and the results were clear. 66% of people agreed and said that Pepsi Zero Sugar tastes better than Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. In fact, Pepsi Zero Sugar won in every market they tested. So if you're grabbing a zero sugar soda, go with the one people keep choosing when taste is the only thing that matters. Go out and try Pepsi Zero Sugar today. Let your taste decide.
You're saying it's a bad business model.
It is. I fucking hate to say that because I hope this thing lasts for 30 years.
Teams want that quick payout. They want a little injection.
Feel something for a little bit.
Get some dope.
Yeah.
So it's time to double back.
I think, well, you got to see it from their perspective too, right? Let's call. Well,
if the league dies, everyone gets their money back, right? Or a portion of their money.
I don't know.
They're fucking preying on its downfall. They get a portion of it back,
right? If you
get
their money back, kill it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode number 125 of the podcast. Look at that happy trail, man. Ah. Look how happy you are. Dude, we went fishing. You would have done fucking phenomenally.
I know.
Because you fished before.
It was great.
Zinni.
Hey, I looked at the comments. People are like,
what'd I tell you?
Why'd you reel it in so far? Man, it's my second time fishing and I'm catching hogs.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, exactly. That's why, look, the one thing that you need to know about fishing, you know how you were talking about how you, Seth's, on the way back from the fishing trip, posted a picture of his fish, and he said, "Man, I feel like the fishing community is very welcoming." I'm like, "Nah, every community's got their set of snobs and trolls,
the backseaters,
and that's why, like, in the video that I uploaded today, if you guys haven't seen it, is both Zin and Seth caught their biggest fish ever. Seth with a Mondo one. In the video, I tell Seth, I'm like, hold on, wait until the people in the comments tell you how much it weighs, who have never touched or felt this fish and will never touch or feel this fish. Let them tell you how much it weighs. But yeah, it was a really good time. I mean, anytime that I get to go fishing, I obviously, like, I love it. So I would have stayed out there the whole day. So I was happy.
Dude, I was loving it.
Dude, you caught that on your own though. Like, period. And I did, for the record, I did tell him to leave, like, at least the same measure of line as the pole, so that that's how you break not only the tip, but the fish gets lost. If you lose the fish because it's got, you know, the line snap, now he has a fucking a bait hook and line, so he can get stuck somewhere down there, and then he'll die that way. So that's why, like, you gotta make sure that you don't reel it in all the way to where you did. But you did excellent. Very fucking proud of you, Zin. I'm very proud of the fact that you stuck it out, man.
Well, I mean, we were both on a crazy dry streak. For like 2 hours, we both couldn't catch anything, and I was getting fucking pissed.
Yeah, and I, like, could hear him getting pissed.
And it was frustrating.
And Hector was yelling at him.
No.
Like, you're not even fucking trying.
No.
Me and Matt were in a boat, like,
don't gas that up.
10, he 15 was saying, yards away, and all you hear is, you're not even fucking trying. Like, it was so funny.
No. All right, so I was being a little hard-headed.
Me and Matt were like, dude, he would, like,
that's so funny.
I was hard-headed a couple times, where, like, he would tell me something, but I would, like, have a reasoning as to why I'm not doing what he's saying, and then I just didn't communicate it. But he didn't actually yell at me for anything like fishing related. Like,
no, I was just
my fucking, what are they called, the fucking,
yeah, no, what I was police? Going in, yeah, on him was just common sense shit. Like, if my pulse here,
yeah,
your pulse here,
great.
Yeah, that's
common sense.
One thing I hate about, yeah, I know you would get pissed like that, because that was like one time I forgot even where I was at, and someone was next to me and it kept crossing over, like,
yeah.
Again, like, I don't want to deal with that shit. I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing in the first place. Will make me lose full.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I had a lot of patience with him, except for when he was just doing regular human shit that he shouldn't. But good student nonetheless. He ended up catching his own fish in his first fish, and all of them after that were, like, all him. Like, I was just, like, looking at him.
Impressive.
There was times where he had a fish on the line, and I'd be like, set the hook. set the hook. He's like, he's already hooked. I'm like, no, you gotta set the hook.
Dude, I thought I was, because I would tug up a little bit, but I guess I wasn't doing it like hard enough for like
hook set. People were laughing at your hook set because you did it twice, and you know, it's like, it's your second time fishing, and you've caught a bigger fish than I would. Let me see. Could I go as far as to say the majority of the population? I don't know. That's a question for the comments. But it is. Like, it's hard.
I had to make sure that shit was really in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I did.
I hit him with one of these.
Just ripped the face off the fish.
I hit him with one of those, and then I had him on. I hit one more.
He wasn't getting away.
Completely destroy his face and shit.
No, it's called ripping lips for a reason.
Ripping lips.
Ripping lips, he says. But it was a really good time. We couldn't take my boat, which was the purpose of the trip. We're gonna unveil the Jack Lynx optic boat. Fucking incredible.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Jack Lynx optic boat.
Yeah, the Jack Lynx optic boat. It was amazing. I was so mad that we couldn't take it. No, long story short though, like I caught a fish. There was like a fiver, he caught a six. Zin caught like maybe a two, but it was a hard dip. No, I'm not even talking shit. I've told him that I've driven 4 hours before to not catch any fish. In 4 hours back.
What?
I've taken flights down here to fish with Rob when we lived up there, where we barely caught them.
They're elusive, man.
No, we had like a banger.
It's called
like,
fishing, it's called not, fishing catching. Not catching.
We had like a great final hour. Like, it was dry for a while, and then we hit that one like edge of the lake, and it was just like nonstop.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
cast was solid too. I can fucking.
You started casting really good towards the end. Next time you're gonna have to do the bait caster, which is what
I
he
think
was
I'd
using.
Have more fun. I had a lot of fun, but I think I was a little claustrophobic in those small ass boats.
Yeah, they were small boats.
I prefer like
Matt Craig
your boat
kept hitting
or, like,
spiders off
where
me,
you can
said?
Like move a little bit.
Matt Craig said he killed like 8 spiders in our boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did
and
you?
I fucking hate spiders. He one time he slapped me on the back and we didn't say anything to each other. And I was just assuming there was a bug
mosquito.
On me. He didn't tell me it was a spider.
Yeah.
Was it a big spider?
They're good size.
Good size, Matt size.
I was trying not to tell you. I want to freak you out.
Yeah, you
anyway, so a bunch of people.
I didn't see him.
A bunch of people.
He
a bunch
said he
of
killed
pe-
like 8.
Yeah. I was swatting them out. A bunch of people said that they want to see more outdoor content from us. So I say, let's give it to them.
Yeah.
Let's give it to them, man. Let's go out there, man.
I'm so down to go fishing again.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
What else is there besides fishing for outdoor content?
Camping.
We didn't drink any beers either. And that's like, everyone says if you drink a beer while you're fishing, it's like me and Matt Craig the whole time, we're like, we fucked up. Like,
yeah.
Because I've been dieting. So like, I haven't been drinking at all. So I was like, I'm not drinking today.
Bro, a cold
brewski. Like, when we were out there, I was like, we fucked up. We should have got like some beers because they would have hit. Because it was a hot day. It was like 85. No, not a cloud
in
sight.
Stole my hat.
I had to.
Didn't say anything.
I had to.
I just looked at him. I'm like, yeah, you need it more than I do. Look at the skin I'm in. You know what I mean? I got that natural.
Yeah, people were hating on the hat and shit. They were like, dude,
what were they saying?
There are people hating on the hat.
What were they saying?
You know what they're saying, man.
What were they saying?
Hating for no reason.
Oh, man, you got to love those people.
I needed the hat. Like, I needed like a, what are they called? Like the
fisherman's hat?
A door kicker? Is that what they're called? Like the fucking, the big bowl around so it protects me from the sun? Because obviously I'm prone. Me and Matt Craig were out there getting cooked. I mean, we were putting sunscreen on, like I'd say every like 30 minutes and I still got burned. Like I'm in the itchy phase now too. And that shit sucks.
I got some nice color, surprisingly.
We did a good. Anyway, long story short, it was a successful stop. Thank you to L&M Ranch here in Texas. It was amazing.
I want to say last night I watched The Evil Dead Rise. Great film.
Tell me about that. I've been sort of driving myself to a point to where I want to watch The Exorcist and get over my fear of scary movies.
So the movie's obviously scary. But like, it's not like jump scare, like it's like
gory, like
it's like a mix between demon and gore. Like, there's obviously moments where like, you know, a jump scare is gonna happen, but like,
I just don't trust your, like,
dude, there's chainsaws, like it's fucking great. That, and it's a demon, it's so good.
See, that doesn't bother me at all.
Of a good movie though.
Nah, it didn't scare me at all. It was like fun to watch.
Yeah,
I can't do scary movies.
I don't mind scary movies.
Like,
I hate.
Shit. She's just covered.
Watch,
like,
watch Sinister.
So good.
If you're gonna like trying to get over your heart, watch Sinister, because it's like, I think Sinister is like my
Sinister
favorite horror
is,
movie.
Spirits.
Scientifically, the scariest movie ever made. Like, they tested people's heartbeats and did like focus groups and
wait,
shit.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it's
Sinister is a fucking
scientifically
good film.
The scariest movie ever made. I've seen it and it's
It's pretty fucking scary. I'm
not, really?
I think the first Conjuring is unbelievable.
I hate that shit.
Oh, yeah,
I start
dude,
peeking through the cracks in my door and shit like...
Yeah, I'm not watching anything.
Nah, it's not good. Your house is too big to watch.
We dragged the couch up to the TV.
Don't do it.
Watch The Conjuring.
Don't do it.
Dude, oh, we were just shitting
The Conjuring didn't
dude.
Really scare me. The Nun scares me in The Conjuring.
The first Conjuring.
If you look at my library of movies, if you see a scary one, that was not purchased or watched by me.
Yeah, I don't do scary.
Those you can rent.
You should watch The Evil Dead.
I'm not.
Because it's like one of those, like, for everything to happen to you in real life, because, like, scary movies, when it could happen, it's a lot scarier. But for this to happen, there's, like, a Book of the Dead. It has teeth on it. It's made of human flesh. Like, just don't open the fucking book, man.
Nah, see, like, that just
you know
like
I'm saying? Don't open the book. You're good. That's what I told Iz.
Like,
he's
like,
you're
corny
leaving,
shit, dude.
And we're watching this. I'm like, don't open the fucking Book of the Dead and you're good.
Yeah, that's how you go. It's like, don't let curiosity win.
And they like modernize it because there's a other one that's like in the cabin and it's like a little older, but this one they modernize. They're in like a hotel. The way that the shit gets out is on like a turntable and they play a cassette. It's so good.
Is Chucky scary?
No.
Nah.
I don't remember. I know I watched it. I just
it's like my Freddy Krueger was scary to me. But then again, like when did the first scary Freddy Krueger come out, man? Like it had to have been in the
80s. Like wasn't it was it's like a scary movie, but it's like more of like a action horror movie.
Yeah,
it's so good.
Nightmare 1984. So think about that. I was 4 years old when that came out, and I watched it. And it's about a child killer.
Nightmare.
Now type in Exorcist, the original Exorcist movie.
Dude, those movies are iconic.
Now that shit is
like the original. Freddy Krueger's fucking. Have you seen Scary Terry?
Oh fuck that! I will not watch this.
You seen
one.
Scary Terry?
No, what is that?
Rick and Morty.
I don't think that's the one, man.
Bitch?
Let me see the cover.
He's got like a ball sack. It's Freddy Krueger.
Hey, click on Vasily Manaros.
Like, what's up, bitches? Oh, it's so good.
Down and to the right. Yep, that one. Click on that image to the right.
Scary Terry, bitch.
Yeah, I just want to see if that is. No. That's not it. Go back.
Oh, I think it is.
No, I'm looking at that one. The Exorcist up top.
Bless up.
Yeah, that one.
What?
Yeah, that's the Exorcist right there that I watched when I was 4 years old.
Nah,
my aunts were watching it.
It's not scary anymore.
What?
There's no way.
I think.
When was the last time you watched it?
Huh?
Have you ever seen it?
I've never seen it.
Watch
oh my
it.
Gosh, I remember this.
That shit ain't scary.
Yo, that
you
shit is
it.
Scary, yo.
Nah.
That
watch
face,
that.
I remember that as a kid.
Well, they jump scare you on like...
Oh, my God. Imagine seeing that as
a
young
4-year-old, yo.
They jump scare you with that face.
Liz walking down the stairs like this?
Oh, my God.
Nah, see, Evil Dead, like... Dude,
the power
she's,
of
like,
Christ repels you.
If someone, like...
Yes. So you know what? I am getting so, like, freaked out right now. You should change
really?
It. Yeah, I'm like
dude,
change the shit, man.
I love horror movies. I think, like, the original Halloween series is...
No, that's not scary, though.
Nah, as a kid, that's
this
scary.
Is a fucking evil spirit that took over this woman, this young girl's life.
Dude, if you can get over it, you got to watch The Haunting of Hill House on Netflix. It's like a 10-episode series. What a fucking show.
Okay.
It's not only the best horror series of all time, it's like one of the best TV shows in general.
It's the number one. It's number one is the scariest movie of
it's
all
not.
Time.
Keep
it's
going
not.
Down.
You've never seen it, Seth.
But Hereditary is good.
I've seen Hereditary. I've seen The Conjuring.
The Conjuring, dude. The first Conjuring had me shitting.
I've seen The Shining.
That's not
Sinister?
Scary.
I have not
no,
seen
Texas
Chainsaw Massacre.
That's not scary.
I've
the Ring is.
The ring.
I've seen The Ring. It was all right.
All
every,
that. Those
no.
are like clenchers.
Halloween.
Like you're like, oh,
nah,
you better
listen.
Run.
Sinister 8.
Nah, see, this list is fucking capped. They literally did a scientific.
Insidious. I've never seen that.
Insidious is scary.
It was it like it, look, bro.
Clown?
I'm telling you, Seth. You should if you have the cojones that you
to
say you do, watch
one?
The Exorcist.
Okay,
the first one.
Okay,
and then just you got to get on your Netflix
see,
or
Evil,
something.
Evil Dead, like
or rent it.
The first Evil Dead, she's in the basement and shit, and there's like a guy, and she's like, she's possessed. She's like, why don't you come down here? Let me suck your dick, pretty boy.
It's like that's not scary. That's just trolly.
At that point,
yeah, exactly. It's great.
Now, what we're doing tomorrow is we're all picking a movie. Us three, we're gonna pick a movie and all watch it on the flight to Toronto at the same time, like a cool ass movie. No,
so we hold hands also.
What did he say?
Wait, where are you sitting? You're sitting next to him.
You want me to kiss your forehead after?
It was actually his idea.
Do not
you're fucking
me
weird.
Next to Seth or Zin.
It was his idea too, fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
Whose idea?
Seth
yours?
Doesn't sleep
he's like,
on
what
flights.
Movie are we watching?
Nah,
yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't.
No, I don't sleep on flights.
He doesn't.
Unless it's like to fuck like Australia, I had to sleep.
I do, but I won't
like
tomorrow.
Hours.
During a flight to London, I woke up like 3 times, and every time I looked to my left, I saw Seth just watching something. I was just thinking, yo, this bull is crazy. He's been up for this whole flight.
Like, just torturing myself, bro.
I'm gone. Oh the second God. I hit that that neck rest, I'm gone, gone. All right. How was it? I had friends from Chicago come to visit. So I couldn't and wasn't a part of the last watch party for this season here. How'd it go?
I think it's great as always. I mean, it's just good time.
Yeah, same thing. Matches were... I mean, the matches, to be fair, for end of the year matches, like, they were good, but some of them were a little slow. But now we just have Major and Champ, so all the matches we watch from here on out are going to be fun. Besides, like, I mean, London's probably going to get eliminated first round in losers. Like, there's going to be a couple matches, but it's the Major, so it's going to be dope. I can't wait for the Major because we have a dope spot too. We can like see the crowd. We'll be able to hear the crowd because like at our Major, we were backstage, and then at Major 4, there was obviously no crowd. So this one, we're going to be able to hear the crowd while the match is going on. So because we're like in the upper concourse, so it's going to be dope. I can't wait.
I can't wait, man. I cannot. Is it in the same spot as last time?
Yeah, same place.
It's at an all right spot. So the players are going to be in the locker rooms?
Yep. Smelling that musk.
That musk.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is it must or musk?
I actually cannot wait, dude.
Yeah, walking in.
I can't wait.
Is it must?
I don't know what it is.
I say musty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I heard musty, but musk? I thought it was musk.
Yeah,
it
might those be rooms musk. Smell there is musk. Yeah. It's in like an old hockey stadium and... That smell lingers.
You smell the sweat and blood.
You smell it, yeah.
Chicklets.
I'm sure people still play there. Yeah. So you smell it, but yeah, it's gonna be great. I think we're the clear favorites going into it as well. So hopefully.
Scump asked me. He's like, "Are there any good lakes that we can fish at in Toronto?" No bullshit. We went to go fishing like the first day that we got there.
So hopefully they finally get one.
There's musky Canadian alligators. They have it up there. Musky. They have walleye. Very very.
So don't go in the water.
No, you can go in the water.
Hell no. What?
Don't be scared, man. Anything They're not with, alligators.
Anything with more teeth than me, I'm not fucking.
Matt, show him a picture of a Canadian muskie. Yeah, there you go. That one.
They got teeth?
Oh yeah.
So you can't
You can't lip them. You got to grow them from the gill.
Oh yeah, look at that. You don't want to get bit by those little.
No, show them the teeth. Show them the mouth to the left, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Look at those things.
Ooh.
Damn.
So when you reel it in, you just have to hold it like a like a big sub,
like a log.
Yeah,
like a 12.
Pretty much the way that you were holding the fish. In these, you have to sometimes you have to do the figure eight with your reel, like right next to your boat, just a big figure eight, aggressive to make them fucking strike. But they're really really good fish to catch. They fucking fight like hell.
Have you caught? Yeah. You've caught those?
Yeah, not
have
that size.
Have you ever caught and then cooked them and then ate?
We did that once. Yeah.
Did it taste good?
Yeah, of course, it's fresh. I wouldn't eat a bass, though, personally, or a smallmouth.
You could fish flounder.
Flounder.
Yeah. You can fish any fish.
I want to fish flounder. That's my favorite fish. Oh, God. Flounder?
You like tilapia?
Yep.
Yeah.
Bottom feeders.
I do like tilapia.
Yeah, tilapia.
Everyone's always like, oh, tilapia is the worst. Tilapia is fucking tasty.
It's good.
Yeah.
Some lemon on top.
Look how weird they look.
Get it blackened or something.
Oh.
Good shit.
Look at that guy. I mean, goodness.
Imagine what's down there at the bottom, man.
Bro, imagine what's really down there at the bottom.
Ooh.
Like, sometimes I see the... What was I telling Andrew? Like, I won't fish for a shark ever again. I already did that. And I don't like going out in the sea unless it's, of course, to go swimming with sharks. And by that, I mean inside a cage to see, like, a great white. Like, I am going to witness.
Why do that, though?
I just feel
I'll
like
never
my...
understand this.
You're going to be in a cage.
But why do it?
Because do
it's
you...
not worth the risk.
It's not, you're in a cage.
I've seen those motherfuckers go right through the cage if they want to. If that shark wanted to, the cage is no
I'm going
to
be well equipped.
That cage
if
don't
two
matter.
Of them just swim as fast as they can, just... ping, did that three times, bro, the cage is done.
No, I'll be...
And how do you tell them to pull you up?
You pull.
Exactly. What are you gonna do when they swim away? Swim back up?
See, I'm a very fair on life.
They're under you at that.
I'm
point.
A life guy, so I don't do things that I think could jeopardize my life.
Yeah, I'm a life guy too.
I won't skydive.
I've done that.
I won't go into a shark fucking cage.
I fought one.
I'm scared of helicopters now.
Yeah,
I've heard too many stories with helicopters.
Really? So let me see, Matt. Have they broken through?
Oh yeah.
I mean, what could you do underwater? You're literally moving in slow-mo.
Don't show him this. It's going to ruin his experience.
No, I've watched Shark Week, dude.
Like, right there, get me on the boat. Start getting me on the boat now.
Look, right here.
Like, we're fighting.
Get me out.
Like, don't even open that.
Like, right there, he went in there with him.
Oh my god.
Oh, so you see that blood?
Is there blood?
No.
Oh, I thought you were...
Yeah, go ahead. I dare you to dive in there. Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh, he's bleeding.
He probably hurt himself doing that dumb shit.
Yeah, see, I'm...
Wait, so where's the human that was in that cage?
We're about to see right now. Stream right now as you're watching. Is it, where's the guy? Oh, he ate him. Yeah, let's look at the camera. Here, the camera.
What the hell?
TFC, I'm good.
I mean, I need a sword to go down there.
He swam out of the cage. He got out of the cage. The guy did.
Yeah.
Also, I was on edge as soon as we started fishing. First thing Mike said, don't worry, over there, there's no rattlesnakes. I said, what? Rattlesnakes? I'll fucking shit myself.
All right, thank you, Matt.
Yeah, worry about the, so I water moccasins.
Anyway, so I would. Yeah, the water moccasins was the only thing. And again, like...
They're poisonous.
Sort of.
Wait, are those water snakes?
Yeah.
Yeah, water moccasins.
Water moccasins.
Yeah, they're poisonous.
So, yeah, sort of.
They're the little guys?
No. Yeah. They can get big.
They can get big, but they're the little guys.
And there was definitely some in that lake?
I don't know. What do I look like? Bear Grylls?
Mm-mm.
The fuck is that?
Huh?
It was Bear Grylls.
Wait, what?
Are you serious?
Bear Grylls?
Chat, you guys know where Bear Grylls is,
You're fucking around.
Bear Grylls? Oh, I gotta Google this.
Oh. Bear Grylls.
Dude, you definitely watch this. Channel 72.
Oh, 70, Man versus Wild?
70 was the Yankees game. It was like, or was it 72?
For a long period in my life, I watched every single survival show out there. Every single one. Man versus Wild, Women versus...
There was another one that someone else did one in the wild.
Who I'm
was
loyal it? To what's his name?
Not Man versus
Survivor
Wild.
Survivor Man.
No.
Well, yeah, Survivor Man.
Less.
He was nice. Less Shroud. I fucked with his.
Who died of the stingray?
Steve Irwin.
I'm loyal to Irwin.
But he wasn't.
He didn't do this.
No, he didn't do this. He was just a zoologist.
These are the original. Like, this guy
is the original.
Would set up a camera, walk far as hell.
Come
go back.
Get
the camera.
Yeah. He was like the Casey Neistat of the outdoor world.
Yes, man. Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I respect people
like
this because it can never be me, ever. Like...
It can, I think I'm too pretty for that shit, but I still know how to do it. And if I had to,
I'm just scared of what's out there.
At the end of the day, did it feel good to be outdoors and doing like primitive shit?
Dude, it felt like I was like 14 again after like football practice or something, where like you're drained, you were out all day, you were in the sun, like you feel good.
I feel like we can make this happen. There's a way where we could like have a helicopter drop us off to an island. They're on standby.
Yeah.
And we just chill there for like 3 days.
I'd be down. You down?
I'd do
if
that.
If you're down, I can make that happen any day of the week. Bro, it's
we should do it.
And
bro, we'll bring snacks and shit.
You wanna do it? No, we'll have food. We'll have food. No, we can have food. It's just about surviving.
Yeah.
We can do like $100.
Yeah, it's about surviving when you pull out a bag of Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its are good. Okay, well, you have a choice. You know, you can buy a granola bar instead
I'm
of Cheez-Its.
Just dropping on an island with no food.
No.
Obviously, we're bringing...
We're not doing that.
Hell no.
We're bringing fire, and we're bringing, you know, sustenance. Water, for sure.
Bringing that ganj.
Bringing that ganj.
Can't forget the ganj.
Can't forget. We did forget it, though.
Never.
I think it'd be good. I think the people want it, and I think that we should make that happen personally as a person. Period and a story. Yeah. Tomorrow we are on our way to Toronto. My man Money Biscuit's not gonna go. It said Faceland reported lays off 40% of the staff on the bullet point. What did you say?
Not talking about
that.
We're not talking about that.
So we're leading to Toronto. Mark is not gonna be joining us, so it's just gonna be my man Zin, Scumper. It's gonna be myself, it's gonna be Seth, Zin, myself, and there's gonna be obviously people there too that are gonna hop on. So we'll have a good show. We're gonna miss you, man. The crowd's for sure gonna miss your analytical
skills. They're gonna miss you.
They always say, "Where's
Bose?"
Did you
say your analytics are gonna miss you?
Yeah.
You try to sneak that in.
You'll be with us.
In spirit.
Be bopping that one night, my room president.
Yeah.
You're never too far away, kid.
No. I think it's gonna be good. Toronto's one of the favorite cities that we ever visited. Zin apparently has every single night tracked. Tracked out as to what we're gonna eat.
I don't
have
all the reservations yet, but that was my city for 2 years.
Yeah,
I love it.
You guys are going.
I got a trail planned out. We're gonna walk the.
You going to the fish shop?
The waterfront. What, the fish store?
Fish store. Yeah.
Can we go to the market?
Where there's like a lunch spot called the fish store. It's just, bro, you're gonna love it. Just wait. Perfect vlog.
I think I can imagine what they sell.
I need fish.
What?
I need the camera.
There's a super good fish spot out here.
My little cameras.
I'm gonna vlog.
Oh.
Are you?
Yeah. Why wouldn't I?
I should use my phone, dude. You have a new iPhone 14.
I think I should just use my phone?
I think I like vlogging with the phone more than I like the camera. The quality is great on those
things. The quality is great. The audio is the only thing that sucks, but the audio sucks on the cameras that you guys have anyway, so just give it back.
I can give it back.
For a price.
Yeah, $1,200.
If you want some like fresh ass fish out
AirPods,
here,
motherfucker.
Go to TJ's.
Lateral?
TJ's?
Like, walk, yeah,
bro,
exactly.
If you eat inside, shit is expensive.
What
as
is? What is?
Fuck. It's called TJ's seafood or something market. It's super small. There's like six seats. It's out here.
You said expensive.
It's just, it's expensive, but the shit is
company
fucking
card
fire.
Will be swiped at every meal.
Bro, three people will be like 400.
What?
But bro, this is some fresh good shit.
Thank you, Optic. Yo, let's get the Camus Select.
We will be drinking wine.
Yeah, I'm gonna probably some dinners I'll have a few, some dinners I probably won't because I am cutting back on calories.
Oh, that's very good.
Tomorrow's gonna be steakhouse.
Last night
Japanese.
We had a few glasses
decide.
Of wine while we were watching Succession and shit, and I thankfully didn't go up in weight, so I thought I was gonna go up because usually when you drink you bloat a little bit, but I didn't go up at all, so I'm gonna portion my drinking out.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's very good. In a month, we're going to be heading over to Nate's bachelor party. So did you book your stuff yet?
In a month?
I think it's in like a month.
Damn.
Like middle of June, I think.
Champs is in the middle of June.
The weekend right before that.
It's before Champs.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we might go from here to where we're going for the bachelor party, and then we might as well just go from there to there.
Jesus. Well, we have the Halo Optic. We have Halo DreamHack the weekend after Toronto.
Mm.
So what is it? Weekend after Toronto, we have DreamHack, and then do we have next weekend Champs, or is there a week off? Well, I guess you have a bachelor party, I guess.
Yeah, and then I'm staying in Vegas for Nameless's bachelor party. All I see is fucking dollar signs.
Bro, life's getting busy. People are getting married.
Bro, hold on. You're not going golfing, right? If they go golfing, you're staying with
me? Yeah, are you coming to the... You haven't replied to that threat at all.
Bro, I I'm not just going to insert myself. I'll be there. I'll see people there. Like, what are we going to conversate about? You know what I'm saying? That's what Nate...
They've been roasting you.
He texted me.
Chat and shit, too. They're really? Like, you guys are too good to respond or some shit.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean...
You just read that shit or put it on silent?
It's on silent, yeah. Like, I don't know.
It's all numbers you don't know? Yeah. I hear you. I understand.
I'm not just going to be like, yo, what up, guys? It's... Like, all right, I'll see you out there. We'll turn up. We'll have a good time.
Yeah, man. Be a good time.
Yeah, they thought Seth and I were going to be out there on the golf carts like 2 days in a row. I'm like, nah, I'll show up when I show up.
I'm not going on the golf course at
all. Apparently, there's a bunch of guns there that we can shoot.
That ass?
Yeah, man. Sure. There's a bunch
of... Arizona?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring a... We should... I'm going to look where it's at, and there's lakes. We're bringing rods. Well, I'll bring the reels because those are the expensive part. We'll just buy rods there.
Nah, bring my baby, my bait caster.
How the hell do you pack a rod to fly with?
No, you don't. You buy it there, but the reel is just the...
I was getting nests out by myself and shit. Like, they don't even know what they're talking about.
I'm saying, can you fly with reels? Like, can you fly with that shit?
With reels? It's just
I meant the...
Rod?
Whatever, the whole thing.
The rod?
Yeah.
You can travel with that,
you just gotta check it in, I assume?
Yeah. It goes under. It goes in the under.
I need to get a suit. For his wedding.
Dude, I need to get... Jesus. For whose wedding?
Nameless's.
Oh, you're going? Dude, when is that?
I have so much.
Beginning of July.
You guys want to talk about something? Let's talk about this big, big CSGO tournament that just happened this past weekend. Were you watching?
Yeah, they're filling out stadiums, man.
Yeah, we were... I didn't watch the whole thing, but I watched like the semis final, yeah.
No, it's
Vitality
it's,
gets the win in Paris. Pretty dope.
That was the last... People went there because it was the last major in that format.
In that format or in that game?
On that game.
On that game, sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't CS2 literally CSGO, but like upgraded?
Just reskin, smokes look a little different. Yeah,
well, the smokes are awesome because now they're like, if you throw a nade through it, like it opens up the smoke.
That's crazy.
Like it's
yeah, that shit's fire.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
I was thinking of... I was thinking to start to play it because I was like, I was getting the itch because it's like a good op game and I was getting the itch. It's all S&D, which is awesome. And I was getting the itch to like want to play it, but I've always stayed away from it because I know that I'm going to get addicted to what I was addicted to fucking Battalion. So that's why I'm like, nah, I'd rather just do what I'm doing. You're but
be opening cases and spending cash.
Oh, man. You know me, man. All right. So for the CDL teams already designing custom models, click on that.
Listen, bro, no one's designing shit. They give you like one thing to change. Like,
no, but I do think like we've been getting our asses kicked. Wait, in terms of.
Yeah. I'm coming back.
Bro, it literally looks the exact
same.
Wait,
go up, Matt.
I mean, yeah, it's MW3.
It's not the character model.
Go up to the character,
Matt,
so we can see.
Well, this probably isn't the actual. This is probably just like, what is this? Deserto?
That's from last year. No, that's from last year. It's Deserto, man.
Deserto?
Yeah, it's not Deserto.
I thought this was like a sneak peek.
It's Deserto?
It's not Deserto.
What the fuck's the X for then? Why is it not a C?
Mexico? Deserto.
Deserto? Well,
okay, so back in the day, there used to be a website called Deserto.com. DECERTO.com. Well, when the separation happened with Chris Marsh, Michael Kent, and Joshua Nino. Anyway, so they, through the separation, they weren't able to retain it because they kept the rights. So they're like, all right, we're just going to rename it DEXERTO and call it Deserto. That, it's Deserto. Everybody always says Deserto. I'm just like, it's Deserto. Deserto, gosh darn it. What the fuck were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Matt, go back to it. So essentially what's happening right now is the way they do is like, this is the bottle that you get to design. And there's a whole bunch of rules and regulations, right? And like, yeah, they put a lot of parameters on the things that you can do. But other teams have done a really, really good job at designing the shit that they designed. We just been getting our asses kicked. It's not great. So we're going to see what's up. Going forward, my hands are going to touch those designs now. So
you're gonna touch that YouTube contract too.
What do you mean?
You're gonna, you think that shit down.
You think it's going to YouTube?
Yes.
Well, not if I can have a say in it.
I think if everybody just conforms for the short-term bag instead of letting us grow for the long-term bag, it's just fucking stupid.
Correct.
Why? You get a 2 to 3 year bag for YouTube or whatever platform it is, and then we die, and then what? What was it for?
Then we're back to the CWL.
Or you bet on ourselves for 1 to 2 years, then that contract becomes either bigger, or we're at least at a point where it's sustainable on a different platform. We're not there yet.
I like the insight from you guys. Let's take a quick commercial break, and then I'll give you my thoughts on that. Let me say hello to Shopify really quickly. Give me a second. Let me say a quick commercial break to Shopify. Now, as you guys all know, Shopify is the commerce platform that is revolutionizing the way that you do business. From the beginning of time, we have always used Shopify. We use Shopify to sell the t-shirts, the collectibles, everything that we've ever done, we have sold through Shopify. Now, from small businesses to big businesses, Shopify is helping people do everything right when it comes to their merch offering. Shopify covers every sales channel from an in-person point of sale system to an all-in-one e-commerce platform. It even lets you sell across every single social platform. If you go to your favorite streamers, Twitch, or you go to your famous streamers, Instagram, you will see a store at the bottom of it. That is powered by Shopify. And thanks to a 24/7 help and extensive business course library, Shopify is there to support your success every single step of the way. What was important to me at one point as a small business owner was for Shopify to be able to give me the tools to grow as I grew my business. And they are experts in doing that. They have everything from small business needs to big business needs for small businesses. Now it's your turn to get serious about selling on Shopify. So right now, if you sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/optic, all lowercase. The only time I'm going to let you spell something lowercase, if you go to shopify.com/optic, all lowercase, and you can click the link in the description to make it easier for you. And you go to shopify.com/optic to take your business to the next level. Shopify.com/optic. The link will be in the description down below. And you can sign up for a $1 a month trial period so that you can experience, so that you can get trained, so that you can understand the platform and how it can be plugged into your business so that you can grow as fast as you humanly possibly can with the right tools at shopify.com/optic. Back to the podcast. The thing about that is that if the league, and I don't know, again, we don't know how many floors of lawyers they have or what the rules are or what, but one thing pisses me off, right? Like when we have a CDL broadcast happening and I see skins for something that's for multiplayer happening, that's where I have an issue. because they're obviously selling millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars on skins, and we're investing millions and millions and millions of dollars to do this thing for the spot. But then on top of that, we're also investing millions and millions of dollars on the talent for that thing. All they have to do is open up the spigot.
I think people, everyone calls it like a $25 million league, but they forget about the salaries, the flights, like operating the team. You're looking at probably...
Don't say probably. Do the math.
You're probably looking at $5 million a year on like operating costs, depending on your roster. That may be a little extreme. $2 million, $3 million. You're spending a couple mil a year on flights, lodging.
Depends on the team.
Salaries.
I mean, yeah.
Like there's a lot of shit. You know,
the top teams are spending a couple mil at least just to operate.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with you. That is
thieves.
Why is it not showing the CDL skins? I mean, I'm sure that Warzone skin is
no, but
is
even those CDL skins, like those, like the amount of money that's really made on that,
let me do some math,
could be so much
how
better.
How much is the skin?
Yeah, look, it's like $10.
$10.
$10 for the optic one. The
I bought it.
Look, it's this is what I'm saying. If the league wanted to, if Activision wanted to, they can give us 4 skins to design. A quarter for a year, every year.
Money and will it be would back pay, in 5 years.
It would be, no, it would, same year. First quarter, maybe.
The cheat code is making it like a casual skin. The cheat code is making a skin that isn't like,
like the Rose skin.
Oh, that's
for
optics.
Exactly.
The blackout skin. It's like, that could be optic. It's like a cool ass.
I don't know
like,
if they thought of
design.
It like that, but if someone
did.
No,
they did. It, again.
Whoever did that, genius.
We're all playing under the same rules, so like, there's no excuse.
I just
for
don't
it,
understand, like, us. How does some like little things like that? Like, is there no one on, like, for instance, like showing the multiplayer camos and all that shit on the CDL stream? Why wouldn't you show the CDL team ones?
You know exactly. Well, that's where my issue.
Like,
where
also the
you know what
the
I'm
Microsoft
saying?
Deal got approved in the UK. They've been trying to get that approved, and the UK finally approved it.
It got approved in Europe. The UK is still.
Oh, really? Is that what it is?
Yeah, and I don't think the US has approved it either. Like,
it's like Mattson.
Yes.
Regulatory issues.
Yes, regulatory issues.
Succession.
Well, I think they're worried about them having a monopoly, right, on gaming. Is that the whole thing? They're worried that they're gonna have too much. That's like so.
Imagine
a
world. Imagine a world where you're told how much you can. Just like, okay, you can only be this successful. You know what I mean? Like everybody has to have their opinion because everybody has to get theirs. Do you know what I mean?
Worried about the YouTube thing. If we go to YouTube, I don't know if we'll like actually make it through.
What do you think? What do you think happens?
I think it.
Don't just say. Okay. I think the viewership
Shit's
comes down,
be,
it dies,
no.
And then sponsors like, what do you actually think happens?
The problem is,
like, walk it through in your head.
I forget who I was talking to about this. It needs to be let's say it goes to YouTube and it's like a slow burn, slow death. It needs to be a fast death. What the fuck are you pointing at?
So the optic bird.
They're making an S.
Like a bug on my
and
head.
They're making an S.
I mean, I said it yesterday on the watch party.
You'd rather be like a fast death. That way, whoever, Esports Engine, whoever would take control, takes control. I don't think our eSport dies. If it were to die, if the franchise model were to die really quick, I think we'd be able to like regroup and like we'd be on Twitch. We'd have 16 teams. We'd have probably some more name brand teams back in the league. Salaries will go down. I mean, it's not going to be this big. Players are going to make less money. But
salaries are inflated already.
Yeah, but like viewership's not going to go down. The problem is, if we go to YouTube and it's like a 3-year deal and it slowly just like drops off year by year, bro, I'm a firm believer. Once you really lose it, it's very hard to get it back. Like you could make do. I don't know. Yeah,
I think it's the same thing that always happens. The first event's going to have probably 100,000 viewers on YouTube. Everyone's going to be like, oh, we don't need Twitch. And then Major 3, Major 4, there's going to be 20,000 viewers, maybe less watching league matches. And just wait.
Yeah.
No watch parties.
Yep.
It's going to happen. It always does. It happened whenever it was on YouTube last time. It's going to happen again.
They got to reformat, man. You bring
Unless
back
the game
those
is
weekly
fucking
tournaments.
Black Ops 2 level, which...
Instead of league matches, you do like a big... $10,000 online tournament instead of league matches. That way you can watch all the teams. It's like actually they're playing for money. I don't know.
History will repeat.
You have to
itself.
Create hype. You'll have league match hype for the first two majors, and then look at right now, Major 4. I mean, no one's really tuning in.
Even on
don't
even
tune
on
into the major.
Twitch, the viewership has taken a pretty big hit. So imagine YouTube, where the discoverability isn't as good. Oh, man.
I just think some players are in for a rude awakening.
Yeah.
Like, the inflated salaries, it sucks to say, because we were a part of that. I mean.
Well, let's not say we.
Sorry.
I was a
part. Are you saying my salary was inflated?
I'm
not going to say
it. If there's one thing for sure, is that in Optic, you're always going to get what you fucking put in. Fair is fucking fair. So,
he's an anomaly. It's fair. But you have rookies these days who are making 200K.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. If you have an up and coming rookie,
not a hater,
who has three offers, they're not, bro. Back to, when I was 18,
and like, you know this by seeing this or just listening to them.
Yeah. No. I mean, there are.
I mean, because I can guarantee you, there's people in the league that hear other people talk and just want to match.
Saying. There are 18, 19 year olds making 200K.
They're like, how much Lamar Jackson get?
But like, bro,
I want that.
Yeah, there's no way you're making 200 grand if you're just like, you're not doing any content for them. But
that's what makes no sense about salaries. It's like, what's the actual incentive to winning? Let's say Team A wins every single tournament, but collectively they have 50,000 followers and they don't do anything. How much value do you put on a team that's constantly winning, but you can't advertise them? There is no
brand. Yeah, that was the biggest thing I've dealt with through this whole thing, is learning your value.
Orgs are paying much money for players to perform, and they're fucking great players.
Yeah.
But how is that player making you money? That's what I've never understood. Sure, you can give him 400K and he's one of the best players in the world, but what is he making for you? How do you see return? And that's the biggest problem. That's why it's inflated. It's like, it makes no sense to me. Logically, it makes no sense.
I mean, merch, ticket sales, brand deals, sponsors, obviously. I mean, that's it.
Ticket sales, only 3 or 4 teams host a major per year, and you got to pay to throw it. So the cost to throw a major is already steep. Correct. Depending on your location and your fan base, you may not even make your money back.
Correct.
For sponsors, you hopefully have sponsors that have the booths. Merch, who knows how certain teams' merch sells? I don't know.
You're saying it's a bad business model.
It is. I fucking hate to say that, because I hope this thing lasts for 30 years.
Teams want that quick payout. They want a little injection.
Feel something for a little bit.
Get some dope.
Yeah.
So it's time to double back.
I think, well, you got to see it from their perspective too, right? Let's call. Well,
if the league dies, everyone gets their money back, right? Or a portion of their money.
I don't know.
They're fucking praying on its downfall.
They get a portion of it back,
right? They get their
money
back, kill it.
Huh?
I mean,
they get a portion of it back, right?
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Jesus.
I don't know how that works, but I can tell you that you got to look at it also from the perspective of good, well-intentioned people that said, you know what, let's participate in this thing and let's get these kids paid. You know, there's a lot of money being made off of the backs of their work and their worth. Let's pay them something. And yeah, it got a little bit crazy in some scenarios, but what else can they do? Like, you can't blame them for putting themselves in the position that they're in, because they were told that this is the way that you do things. Some of these people were sold on the fact that it's like, hey, at least on Overwatch, right? And I've never been to an Overwatch owners meeting ever. Not when I was the Houston Outlaws, not when it was the San Francisco Shock, and not when it is Dallas Fuel. Never been to one, never been on a phone call, don't know anything about that. But I do know, however, that the group that originally bought Optic from me, like, they were told, it's like, look, in Overwatch, look at this list of Overwatch. These are all the Texas players. And these 10 up here are top 10 globally. Those are the players that you should be going after. And then they're going to be competing in your home city, because everybody else that plays is potentially going to show up to watch, like they do in your traditional sports, in all the sports teams that you have. So they're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense to me. Like, those are the pro players. But everybody knows that how many pro players actually play ranked, even when there wasn't ranked, or how many players are just ranking up casually on something like regular pub games. Those aren't the pro players. Everybody knows that there's a massive difference between the top 250 and actual pro players, right? What?
Well, no, he's saying the casual fan base and the esports fan base just aren't the same. Like,
yeah.
Like, a Warzone player could play Warzone 10 hours a day and not know who you are. That's the reality of it.
Oh, 100%.
And that's, I think that's what you're trying to say, right? It's like, just because you have the top talent doesn't mean people are going to come watch it.
No, what I'm saying is that some people just play the top, Overwatch like, casually. Let's say the top 250, let's say number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 right now. Can you make a team out of that competes?
Yeah, that's what I thought he was saying. And people actually think that, and that is not true.
What I'm saying is that if you look at the Call of Duty ranks,
people are in chat saying, oh, there's top 250 teams that could beat London. And I'm like,
People disrespect London.
Yeah.
No. It's not even disrespectful. That's just the overall thought in general. So it's really easy to convince somebody from.
Huh?
I disrespect London.
Yeah.
Well, you're a former professional, and you played against London this year.
I speak objectively. But yeah, just because a team can't beat other pro teams does not mean challenger players.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Players could beat them. We're talking about top 250 ranked kids that. Find some that aren't cheating, first off.
Yeah. Christ.
Like, so we're just talking about the kids that we know, like, if a random kid I know, like, I know from playing him in ranked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you put four of those people together
and beat
no,
him?
Just go to the top and say 1, 2, 3, 4.
They are getting fucking slammed. 1, 2, 3.
Listen, you go to the top four.
If there's a pro up there, we exclude them. We start from the normal ranking.
Yeah, from the normal ranking, and you remove all the cheaters, and just the true top number 1, 2, 3, 4 that aren't already pro players, 1, 2, 3, 4, that are casual players that fucking dedicate their life to ranked to be good. They thought that would be their competitive team.
They dedicate their life to ranked. London is literally scrimming pro teams.
London will still beat them.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, but that's how they were sold on it. So if it's confusing to us right now as we were speaking about it for the last 2 minutes, imagine to somebody who says, hey, these are just the top five people. That's who you should go after because they are in your region. And because it's localized, everybody from that area is gonna be attracted to that. Sure, of course, that is a possibility. Of course, people from around here go to the Mavs game because it's a night out, it's a date night, it's something like that. But that's not where esports is, and it won't be there for a long time. And the other thing is, right? It'd be like this, right?
Good point,
honey. We're going to watch Scrap tonight. Let's go. Scrap first insight.
They're on the same team.
Come on, man.
What do you mean, come on? You just said Scrap versus Insight. They're on the same
Scrap versus Paul X. Let's move.
There you go.
Get your bag. Hurry, we're late.
Well, what I'm saying is that's not what it is now.
Wait, people actually do that, you fucking asshole.
Well, people look
forward to watching the CDO.
Dude, shut up. I know they do, but he's saying it's not like a date night. We're not there yet, where it's like super casual to go watch a
match. No, it is a date night now, but for events.
No, it's not.
For some people, it is.
Yeah, okay, but it's not you guys are arguing two different things.
You're a fucking asshole.
How?
You make me look like an asshole. When
you're
I'm
saying
not
it's
asshole.
Not a date night for anybody. There's right, a lot of people out there.
You want me to tell you what he's saying? Here. Let me say it. We don't have weekly matches as the CDL where people get a chance to go there from the same area. There's no localized place that people go to.
Sure.
That's what I'm saying. Friday, if you're in Dallas, you can go catch a Mavs game. In order to go watch a CDL team, you need to book a whole trip. No, I'm just saying it's not like a casual night out.
For people that are in that city, it could be for that major weekend. But yeah, there's not a consistent night
for
out.
One weekend out of the month.
Yes.
Correct.
There's not a consistent night out.
I
can agree with that.
That's the main thing.
Okay. So don't make people look like an
I didn't know what you were saying. I thought you were saying that just nobody like...
No, I mean, people of course go to events. I see couples at events all the time.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were saying.
It's just not as like... A Mavs game and on Thursday, you can say, oh, we're going to the Mavs game tomorrow night. Screw it. Let's go do something. You can't do that with COD or really any esport.
Correct. But that business model would fail because it probably wouldn't sell enough tickets.
Yes.
Just think about a world.
You'd be putting on events.
Don't you get tired of putting this shit on your back?
You'd be losing money every
day. Yeah. Yes, I fucking do. No, it's not even that, right? Like, I'll never be like, it's all because, I'll never say like, oh, I'm carrying this. I'll never say that because there's, it's a team. It's team versus team. So there's many people that do that. But I do get tired of fucking trying to guide in the right way. And maybe it's the way I look, the way I dress, the way I fucking talk, that people just don't fucking want to listen to me for whatever fucking reason. I don't care what it is, but it gets tiring trying to fucking tell people the most common sense thing to not do. And fucking for 5 years, they've been fucking like going. I think they hear what I said. They're like, okay, that's what he says. So let's not do that. Let's fucking do this shit right here instead. And now we're going from this is what it could have been to now this is what it is, but let's like try to go over here, but it's no more. Like for the last 4 years, we should have been building to build this thing instead of what they want to, what it doesn't fucking
all
matter.
That needs to happen is a good Call of Duty needs to be made and it needs to stay on Twitch and it will blow the fuck up. a good Call of Duty multiplayer. Stop giving us reskin fucking Warzone maps. Give us actual Call of Duty maps.
They make fucking.
Give us hit scan back. No more of this bullet travel time trajectory bullshit in multiplayer. It's not. It's a different game. Good game. Twitch.
Good,
it will blow up.
Maps.
Good game.
Please,
good content.
Maps.
It will grow. Because right now, the game is not good.
But Twitch is imperative for what you just said.
Correct.
We've got
to
say Twitch.
Twitch needs to stay or it's going to fail.
What I'm saying, though, is that you cannot blame the people that invested into this league for wanting to make a buck on it because they're spending money on it.
Well, they also saw a future in it.
Yeah, but they saw a future because that's what they're like, yo.
They were sold on something.
This is what this thing right here, this water has fucking 12 different nutrients. In theory. They forgot to add in theory to the fucking pitch.
Give us dead silence. Give us.
They just took that as like that is what it is, and it's not. It has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with it. The league has nothing to do with in-game mechanics. You're talking about the thing that matters, which is the audience and how to build the audience with a good game.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the economics that it takes to fucking run a fucking franchise league that shouldn't have been.
But I think it's all one thing.
You think it should have never happened?
No, I think that we should have been more patient in the way it happened.
Grow Call of more Duty
esports more,
huh?
Grow Call of Duty esports more.
I think that
because it was already grown and then they fucking murdered that shit.
I think even Activision confuses the difference between helping Call of Duty esports and building an esports league, and they're not the same thing. When you're building a league, you're building an economic world in which franchisee owners make a profit and through that players benefit. What should have happened is that we should have concentrated on truly giving resources to esports and creating all of the things that will make the player play a more fair and exciting game. Dead silence, like the things that you're talking about, that it should have been number one. Those are the resources that should have been, like skins that go in there. Like that should have been the thing. That should have been it. Mm-hmm. Because theoretically, if they gave us skins to sell on a quarterly basis, not only could we have paid the salaries of the people and the staff of the people that work in that franchise for those 12 franchises, but we would have also been making enough money to pay the franchise fees back to the fucking league. But
and
we don't have
see
that.
A profit.
Yeah, but right now they think that giving us a league is it was helping esports. And it wasn't. Helping esports would be allow for Call of Duty esports to remain on Twitch. That would be helping esports. Those are resources we fucking need. Not here is you can sell this, but you can't sell that.
It seems like they're about to sacrifice one for the other.
No, they didn't even do that.
But like, if they were to, let's say it goes to YouTube, is it not sacrificing the growth for like profit or trying to get a dime?
It's instant gratification.
I don't know. The whole thing is just, I will say we saw growth this year. So like, we're talking very
negative.
But why? But Twitch.
Yeah.
Watch parties.
Twitch and watch parties.
I mean, us, Zuma. I think Nick Merckx is doing one at Champs. Like people are watching, but it has to stay on Twitch. And we saw growth because of Twitch.
Yep.
And we talk very negatively, but it's because we want to see this thing fucking go on for 20 years and 30 years.
Yeah.
It's literally what we grew up with. So.
I want people to think about what I just said, okay? Activision thought that resources meant creating a league, when resources actually meant dedicate something to make Call of Duty esports fucking better first, and then everything else is going to come from there. Okay? You cannot have a multiplayer with the rules of multiplayer and the releases of the versions as multiplayer and apply those to also this, and also every time that you do an update on Warzone, it fucks up this. That is not it. Instead, they gave us this league and say, what do you mean we haven't supported? Look at all the advertisements that we're doing, all the people that we're bringing in from traditional sports to fucking work on this. That's not what we needed. We needed developer help from the fucking beginning. That was the resources that we needed from the beginning.
That's the problem. And it's like, how do you convince the developer? Well, the right person has to walk into the right room. Because if you're a developer, I'll say it how it is. If I'm the head of Infinity Ward and my game is the best-selling game and I make $1 billion, I make everybody happy.
A year.
Yeah. My shareholders are happy. People above me are happy. The game, no matter what the competitive community thinks, made billions. So there needs to be harmony up top where it's like, these guys literally have to help Call of Duty Esports grow. Because if there's no harmony, especially when we have different developers making different titles, you have Sledge, you have Treyarch, you have Infinity Ward, you have Activision who oversees. If there's no harmony and there's no consistency from game to game, then it's nothing. We can't have a great, oh, Treyarch gave us everything, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
This developer drops a game and now it's all gone. Like, it can't be like that. There has to be consistent things that are literally in each title.
Damn.
Let's just stay on Twitch. That's priority number one. Keep it on Twitch. Once we lose the viewers, we lose everything. You can have the best game in the world, but if we lose the eyes, it doesn't matter.
It's fair.
Period. All right, what else?
Christ.
Adidas is starting selling a stockpile of Yeezys. Matt, I love the fact that you're bringing in some sneaker culture into this thing. I like it. Yeezy sneakers. How do you feel about this, Bose? You think Kanye is going to get a piece of this? Contractually, obviously he has to. His name's on there. Unless, I don't know contractually, since they separated, whether or not who gave up what. I will say that I think that the donation part of because they had like, how much was it? Like $400 million worth of Yeezys. It's $1 billion worth of leftover Yeezy sneakers. What were they going to do with it if they separated, right? They couldn't sell it because Kanye was going to be like, yo, you're selling shit with a thing. And I don't know what the separation agreement looked like or whether or not Kanye gave up rights to let that happen. But I will say that on Complex Sneakers Podcast, Matt Welty, Joel Apuma, and Brandon motherfucking Dunn were talking about, it's like Adidas should just donate. They can't destroy them. So they should just donate them to, you know, third world countries that need shoes if they're not going to do it. So now, you know, I'm not saying that was the sole reason, but now they're thinking it's like, all right, let's sell some of these and then let's donate to things like the Philanese and Keita Floyd Institute for Social Change. What else? The German sports brands, blah, 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 Star Fights, anti-Semitism. So they're doing both, right? They're doing anti-Semitism and, of course, like social change from the Pink George Floyd family foundation. So they have to do something. Now, what they didn't say is how much of it they were going to be donating. Are they going to donate only 10% of the proceeds? Is it going to be a meaningful stake, like 25%? What is it, right?
I feel like they have to come out. I feel like they have to say a figure, no?
I don't know.
Or they just keep it under locks and...
I don't know.
I feel like they have to say a figure.
I don't know. You know, back in the day...
But
this is the thing, though. Back in the day, I mean, Adidas is a public company, so this doesn't apply to Optic. But back in the day when we had the pink jerseys for breast cancer awareness, like, I couldn't figure out how I would donate and how much I would donate. So I decided, I'm like, you know what, since I'm not mature enough mentally to figure this out, I'm just gonna make it an exclusive thing for the team to just raise awareness. We're not gonna sell them, et cetera, et cetera. So that
makes
is
sense.
You know what I mean? But like, even
then you have the fucking people, oh my god, you sell and you try to do something nice for charity and then they're like, well, you only donated 10%. It's like, yes. Fuck off, buddy. What'd you donate?
Yeah, what did
like,
you donate?
How about you go fucking kick rocks? Bro, eat so jorts.
Yeah. Eat jorts, kid. Oh,
man, those people are fucking insufferable.
Never good enough for some people, man.
Yeah. No.
Everybody knows what oh my god, what did Logan Roy say? I just quoted
fuck
him.
Fuck off.
No, yeah, well that aside, I just quoted him and I know he's a made believe person, but what he said is actually fucking like true, right? It's like you make your own reality, and once you do, once you create what it is, everybody is of the opinion that it was always so fucking obvious, right? Like, yeah, obviously, obviously an esports organization should be a content machine. That's how they fund. It's so obvious now, right? Yeah. But while you were doing it, it's like, no, they're just YouTubers. You know what I mean? Like, it's so obvious now that this is what I do. It's just fucking annoying. Anyway. What else is out there? What you guys are, what are you looking forward to the best at Toronto?
Food.
Most.
And the matches.
Food, dude, I think matches. It's all around. It's a great city. I mean, you meet some fans.
Yep. Toronto's always, the people there are always really respectful. My Canadians, they're always, you know, they're always super respectful. Like, a lot like London. I mean, I'm not dissing like North American
fans
at all, but like, dude, I swear they're always like, they're just so nice up there.
Well, they're hammered like, in London. They're battered at 11 a.m. There's fuck you, David. That's all right. Da, da, da.
That's my kind of town.
And it's incredible.
They're just, I love it. I love Toronto. Last time we went there again, it was such a good time. Everyone's so nice there. You don't have like,
well, now it's
people trying
too.
To troll.
Zin,
and,
so this is the thing, okay? For the longest time, we talked about having, like, why it'd be cool to have champs in London.
Yeah.
But I think that we should, that one of the reasons why we should have champs in London is so that Americans fly to London for their first time ever.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Like, they need a reason to go to London.
London's a great city.
Now, I will warn you right now, unless you look very, very fucking hard, you're not going to find excellent food. You're going to find things that make shit. Sure. But you're not going to find...
Dude, one time...
I'm telling you, go with me.
That's not talking about it. Look at the reaction. But having said that, I got an
Alfredo. These motherfuckers brought out plain noodles with an egg yolk on top. And I was like, this is an Alfredo. What the fuck is this? Dude, I didn't touch it. I got an Alfredo. And they brought out like noodles with an egg yolk on top. No Alfredo sauce.
Yeah.
I was so pissed.
Bro.
They give you just one of the ingredients?
I was so mad.
It's like when they give you...
Dude, we got lobster mac at the fucking bowling alley. You
remember
place,
that?
And they gave us a lobster tail. There was no meat. They just put a lobster tail on top.
Dude,
I was mind blown. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Not eating that. I got the same thing.
We were like, where's the lobster? It's right there, isn't it?
Let's go to London. I got us.
What the fuck
is this from
is
the
that?
Tim's?
I've had some
good
food
in London. To be fair, though, the people in the comments from London are probably like, because we went to like a bowling alley and got lobster mac. What did we expect?
You're not
out?
In Texas.
I gotta go to Dish Room. They like Greg's there. Greg's is like, it's like a pastry shop or like you can get like, they have like these steak bake things. I mean, all my teammates were European, Cammy and Vance. So, like, when we were in Europe, like,
they had the spots.
Yeah, but do they have the spots? They're like,
I'm the food fucking guy. I'm telling you, Dish Room is great Indian food. Gordon Ramsay's Maize Grill was really good. Like, so
that's American. Gordon Ramsay
food.
Is from Tennessee, isn't he? I'm kidding. No, I don't fucking know.
I wonder where he's actually from.
Where's Gordon Ramsay from? Well, okay, long story short, where I was going is that we should, so that we can give Americans a reason to fly to London.
Just don't go to Blackpool.
That's all right, Maven. That's all right.
All right. So again, I think as you were saying that, I'm like, yeah, man. Like, I think Americans going to there, they need to experience London because it's a fucking dope ass fucking town. Period.
Six tournaments. In no order.
You're
Toronto,
making the best tour.
Toronto, London.
Yep.
Dallas.
Yep.
New York.
L.A. New York.
Florida.
Chicago.
There's no Chicago.
There's no Chicago.
Florida.
No, they don't want us in Chicago.
What?
Imagine we had the Chicago event.
No.
No, Florida. Nah.
Should have been lit, bro.
Oh, it was
bro.
Supposed to
Actually,
be crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah, Boston
I had giraffes
or Miami.
And shit.
Boston or Miami.
The motherfucker had giraffes. I'm not talking fellows.
Speaking
of fellow, they'll be playing Florida first round.
I think we'll end. I would love to throw an event in Mexico City too. The Mexico City event that we went to for Gears of War was fucking lit.
Make it happen.
Okay.
I would love to.
I
want to travel,
Scump,
bro.
And we'll pick up one and we'll go out there and do a
show like match.
A
show match
Mexican
against
teams play.
Yeah. The other thing is like,
that's gonna run you a little.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, let's see. Okay, this is Embos. He deserves this. Who else is gonna? Oh, y'all can get this. You know. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. We were all over the place, but to me, those are the favorite podcasts that we typically do, and the ones that I listen to are the ones that just go on random tangents and give you insight as to the way that we are thinking about the things
I'm
that we're
talking
about.
Jamie,
correct.
Tart.
Hopefully, see you guys in Toronto. Insight. It's gonna be fucking dope.
Yeah,
yep, it's gonna
looking
be dope.
Forward to
can't
it.
Wait to
great
can't
matches,
wait for it.
Final major of the season. Good food, good nightlife, beautiful weather, beautiful
That's
city.
Right.
I just can't wait.
So if you're watching right now, please know that three channels are live right now on Twitch. I'm gonna pretend to be you. I'm gonna make your channel live.
All right.
And I'll be running. Dude, watch
how
many.
That's crazy. You're just going to be streaming, not streaming.
You're going to be streaming, not streaming. Actually, no, you can't. Wait, can you get the feed? Nah. All right. Anyway, long story short, everybody, we'll see you guys in Toronto. Twitch.tv/methods, Twitch.tv/scump, Twitch.tv/embos. Maybe if you go live. We'll figure it out. We'll see you guys later.